This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Williams slings it. Williams! Loveland! Bangs off his man! He's going to score!
Home!
Colston Loveland in a jaw-dropper! 58 yards on the catch and run from the rookie!
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
My fellow Greek freak, my fellow Fordham Ram, Spiro Dedis on the call this past weekend on CBS. Unbelievable ending with the Bears and the Bengals. I had the Bears in some moneyline parlays. Was very happy to see Jordan Battle, Cincinnati Bengals safety, taking the worst angle that in this game, the worst angles that you've seen safeties take since Raheem Moore against the Ravens in that playoff game with Jacoby Jones when the Ravens would go on to win the Super Bowl. Literally bouncing off Colston Loveland like it's a game of bumper cars, allowing Loveland to run for the game-winning touchdown. I absolutely loved it, and I know that our guest at this time absolutely loved it as well. Celebrity Chicago Bears fan. First things first on Fox Sports 1, weekdays 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern, and former You Better You Bet co-host, and he asks me every week and says, you know, lead with former You Better You Bet co-host, and I say, you know what? I'm going to go with the other stuff. Fox Sports 1 can be first. Our friend Danny Parkins. On Twitter, at Danny Parkins. My friend, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Highlight of my week. Coming back on You Better You Bet. And, I mean, all these Bears wins. I mean, my God. They're alive. Your playoff bet is alive.
Somehow, some way. It looked dire at the end of this game, but it is alive. Take us through the Danny Parkins fan experience in the closing minutes of Sunday's game, Bears-Bengals.
I mean, I watch most NFL Sundays with Nick Wright. I was not watching this one with him at his house or mine. And I think it was a good thing because I definitely like yell at the Bears games a little less when it's with him, because we're like just watching everything and all the bets and all that. I was saying some pretty horrible things at times during that game. Like it was
mostly
it was
geared towards
like
who?
Not
like who drew your ire the most.
Well, Richard Hightower, the Bears special teams coach, like the Bears allowed a return touchdown in that game, had a big return negated by a hold, missed a field goal, and allowed an onside kick to be recovered in the same game. Like, when that onside kick got recovered, I mean, man, I was packing his bags. It was very, very frustrating at times watching that thing. But, you know, the win, man, like, they're not good, but they're not bad, and they're exciting, and they're getting better. And you know this, like, it's a stupid league. Like, weird things happen. They could win 10 games. Do I think that's going to happen? I'd probably bet against it, given the state of their defense, the inconsistency of Caleb playing on schedule, and the schedule itself with the opponents. But who the hell knows? Like, it's just fun that they're alive. And as I ramble here for a second, we're now halfway through the season, and I know they played Dallas, and I know they played Cincinnati, two teams that may as well not be trotting out players on defense. The Bears are second in explosive play rate in the NFL behind the Indianapolis Colts. They're fourth in yards per carry. They're fourth in yards per game. They're sixth in points per game. They're ninth in sacks allowed. For all the consternation about Caleb Williams, 8 games into the Ben Johnson era, in a lot of metrics that matter, they're a top 10 offense. It's a great day to be a Bears fan.
It's awesome to be a Bears fan. And maybe, Danny, it'll be awesome to be a Bears fan on Sunday, although I will say, so Danny and I have been friends for like 6 years now. It's like 2019. Danny knows I'm a Giants fan, texts me yesterday and goes, need to get the Jets fan perspective on the, like, the Sauce Gardner and the Quentin Williams. It was like, well, actually, well, I like the Giants. Giants Bears coming up this weekend. The Bears, Danny, are the preferred betting side in the market, out to a 4.5-point favorite. Do we see any chicanery on Sunday in Chicago? Can my Giants keep it close? Like, what's your view of this game, Giants and Bears?
I think Jackson Dart's going to have a very nice game. I do not think the Bears defense could stop a nosebleed right now, and I'm very, very sorry. The truth is, I think I was just doing so many things. I think I just was like New Yorker with big opinions who gambles, and I think my wires crossed, and I meant to text John Jastrzemski.
I texted you. JJ's a Dolphins fan. He's not even a Jets fan either. JJ loves the Dolphins.
I know. I messed that up too. So, like, there's no way for me to justify what I was like. Was I meant to text Steve Gelbs, who does Jets post game? Like, I don't know what I was thinking. I just made a mistake, and I'm very sorry. But you're such a knowledgeable football fan. Like, even in the intro to this interview, you had a comp in your mind from years and years and years ago. For, like, you could do an off the top of your head top 5 list of worst routes taken on an attempted tackle by a safety. That's just an impressive skill that you have. So I was happy to get your take on the Sauce Gardner trade, even if you are in fact not a Jets fan, nor, to your point, is John Jastrzemski.
That's the best part about this. Actually, I meant to text this guy who's also not a Jets fan, who's also from New York. At least, like, I'll say this, and we both love JJ. JJ comes on the show. Yeah. JJ, big New Yorker. JJ, you can't root for the Miami Dolphins if you're from New York. I might text him during the break and say that. Like, JJ should be a Jets fan, not a Miami Dolphins fan. Anyway, trade deadline is come and gone. I want to get your thoughts on the three principal teams involved, Danny. Let's start with the New York Jets and your view on what the Jets did yesterday and how Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji can manage this moving forward.
I think the Jets were the winner of the deadline. Like, if you're a bad team and a bad defense with expensive defensive players, and a bad defense without them, and so having 5 first-round picks in the next 2 drafts and extra second-round picks on top of it, I know people don't love the quarterbacks in this year's draft. That's fine. And will the players you draft end up being as good as Quinnen Williams or Sauce Gardner? Obviously, the odds are against that. But you've got a lot of darts to throw at the dartboard, plus the money that you've freed up here. And if Aaron Glenn's a defensive coach who is willing to trade Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams, maybe he doesn't love them so much. Like, Sauce Gardner was better when they played more zone. They play more man under Aaron Glenn. He's still a very talented player, but his passer rating against this year is down. Like, I think it's totally reasonable to say, let's clean house and stockpile assets and go to the rebuild side of this thing. So I thought the Jets side of the moves was my favorite thing anyone did yesterday.
Well, on the other side of that is the Dallas Cowboys, who made the move for Quinn and Williams, giving up the first round pick. What do you make of what Jerry did in the Dallas Cowboys? And do those moves potentially throw their hat into the ring in this NFC wild card race?
The last part of that, I think, is just clearly no. Like, they're 3-5-1. They're in 11th place. And I know the game against Arizona is an outlier, and maybe this is a little bit of recency bias, because Dak has been awesome this year, and I do think the Cowboys' offense is very good. But they scored one offensive touchdown in that game. Like, they're clearly not some sort of, you know, roll it out there, they're going to score 30 points like Joe Burrow, Cincinnati last year, or the Lions from last year. Like, they clearly can lay an egg and not necessarily carry you to dominance. And Quinn and Williams doesn't cover anybody. Like, so they're still really bad in the back seven. So I don't think what they did is enough to salvage this year. And I feel bad for Cowboys fans, because like Jerry Jones 9 days ago said they were not a defensive player away from fixing their defense, and he seemed to intimate that there were going to be no trades. And then a week later, he makes this trade for Quinn and Williams after saying to Stephen A. Smith on Mad Dog Radio, basically, I do what you do. I do controversy, and if you're not talking about me, I'm going to do something to make you talk about me. And I just find it interesting that in 2022, when they won 12 games, they made no moves at the deadline to try to get over the hump. And in because we were talking about them, because they were good. And in 2023, when they won 12 games, and they were good, and we were talking about them, they made no moves at the deadline. But last year, we weren't talking about them. Let's do a weird Jonathan Mingo trade. And this year, let's just do exactly what we said we weren't going to do and mortgage some of the future for a guy right now who doesn't solve our biggest weakness. Like, Quinn and Williams is a nice player, but there's just no logical consistency. And I think it's an 83-year-old man who's trying to put Band-Aids on a gunshot wound, and he craves attention and column inches. And I don't think the moves make any sense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
And it's like clicks over wins. Like, they should be like the Dallas Instagrams or the Dallas TikToks instead of the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I'll hit you with this, because I know that, and like your audience knows, like, real deal, like, you love to gamble. Like, I love to gamble too. Femi loves to gamble. Our audience loves to gamble. Do you feel like, as I feel like this, and maybe this is really obvious, it doesn't even need to be said, but I'm just curious your opinion. Jerry, to me, feels like a gambler on tilt who gambled with the Micah Parsons trade. He knows he lost, and now he's just like going all in on 2-7 off suit, like, just to see if he can get some of it back. Do you get any of that sense from Jerry Jones right now?
Yeah, I think it's you have like a winning blackjack session, but you've got a dinner reservation, and so you don't have time to go to the cashier, and you're like, it's no big deal. I'll just carry around these chips in my pocket, and I obviously will go to the cashier. And then you have a few glasses of wine at dinner, maybe an old fashioned. And after dinner, you're like, reach your hand in your pocket for your cell phone, and you're like, oh yeah, the chips. And instead of going to the cashier, you just go back and play drunken blackjack. You up your limit, and then you go to your hotel room and have a hangover, and you have no chips in your pocket, and you never went to the cashier, and it's like the winning session never happened. Like, he just couldn't sit on this surplus of draft picks for long enough in order to truly maximize what he had. He felt like he needed to get right back to the tables. That
yeah,
was good.
I used to, Danny.
That was a good a good gambling analogy. That was really, really good.
I thought it was excellent. And, you know, Danny has more self-control than me because Danny called it drunk blackjack. I used to call it blackout blackjack, where you just wake up and where'd all the chips go? Danny Parkins is our guest. First things first on Fox Sports 1 on Twitter at Danny Parkins. You texted me something yesterday that made me laugh. I'm hoping that you did this on TV. I'm guessing that you did. Tell our audience what you said. You had a take on Sauce Gardner and like specifically his nickname that like made me laugh. Like tell and like the name specifically that you used made me laugh. I hope you did this on TV yesterday. Tell the audience what it was if you recall.
Yeah, I recall, and I can't totally prove this, but if Sauce Gardner's name was Gerald Gardner, I think he would have been traded for a second round pick. Like, I think that his name is so cool and his first impression was so amazing that we have dramatically overrated him. And it's like a cousin of the, like, you have to have a cool name to be a great quarterback, which is why I'm so shocked at how bad Arch Manning is, because Arch Manning is just like such a clear, you're going to be a Hall of Famer quarterback name, but he clearly isn't, like that he's really ruining the theory. But yeah, Sauce Gardner, I just, very good player, but not two first round picks and A.D. Mitchell is just a, and I know you don't have to pay him, and that's a big piece of it. Like, he comes with cost control. Like, you don't have to immediately give him a record setting contract like they did for Micah, or like they did for Jalen Ramsey, or like they did for Tunsil, or like they did for Khalil Mack. So I get that piece of it is different, that they technically have him under control through like 2030, but still, to me, he's like a B-plus, A-minus guy that they paid like valedictorian, like top of the market prices for. And I think it's at least partially because his name is Sauce.
I would like to ask you more questions about this, like why you chose Gerald, which for some reason I feel like is like the perfect name to have chosen here, like Gerald Gardner. But I think I'm like contractually obligated to ask you about Indianapolis moving forward now, so I will. So with Sauce Gardner now in tow, we have about a minute for the answer. The Indianapolis Colts, Danny, are now the blank best team in the AFC. And why?
I chose Gerald because, no, I think they are the third best team in the AFC. I think it's, well, I don't know. It's Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore, and Indianapolis. Like, that's the big four. Baltimore doesn't have the resume, but they have the talent. Buffalo just blew out Kansas City, and Kansas City has the resume. And until we see Daniel Jones do it in the playoffs, he's going to have Sam Darnold syndrome. But I do think it was their biggest weakness, and they added to it. And so I want you to have Bill Zimmerman put a note. We need to talk about this after the Chiefs-Colts game. Because if he really did solve their biggest weakness, I think that Steelers game could be an outlier and they could be as dangerous as anybody in the AFC. But I gotta have the teams that I've seen do it in January above them for now.
We always love having our friend Danny Parkins on the show. On Twitter at Danny Parkins, first things first on Fox Sports 1. And little known fact about Danny, when he was growing up, he used to go by Sauce. Got into the industry and said, you know what, guys, I need to go by my real name now. Call me Danny. We appreciate you, brother. Stay well, and we'll talk to you next week.
Can't wait. True story. My first screen name was DJP Big Dog after Glenn Robinson, so I still have some friends who call me Big Dog. True story.
Mine was Raven 7500 because I liked the ECW wrestler Raven. all our bets for tonight coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.